Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is January 9th, and this episode is called Attitude of Gratitude. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. My bride, the most beautiful and wonderful woman in the world, thanks me for everything. I mean, everything. When I make dinner, thank you. When I mow the lawn, thank you so much. Shovel the snow, thank you. Watch TV with her, thank you. Doesn't matter what I do, she thanks me. Things that I'm supposed to do, things that I'm not supposed to do, random acts of kindness I do, doesn't matter. She is very grateful, and she lets me know it. She has cultivated an attitude of thankfulness, of gratitude. Do we cultivate this kind of attitude with our spouse, or our kids, our staff at work, our boss, our siblings, the service staff person at a restaurant, the checkout person at the grocery, the car fix-it dude? Just because we pay someone to do something doesn't mean we shouldn't show gratitude. In fact, it's just the opposite. People need to hear that we care about what they do, always and for everything. Well, maybe not everything, but how do you feel when someone thanks you? If you're like most people, you appreciate being appreciated, and you feel ill-used if you don't get a verbal thanks. God desires us to have a grateful heart as a normal way of life in all circumstances. That means to all people, always. It's not only good for others to hear it, it's good for us to say it. It develops a true heart of gratitude. The idea isn't just to say it so others feel good. It's to help us train ourselves to have a heart of natural thankfulness so we can cultivate a culture of kindness. Don't you want your kids to learn to be grateful and kind? I know your kids' future spouse and future children want them to have it ingrained inside. And what about your team, your staff? Don't you want them to naturally respond in gratefulness and kindness? And your boss? If you want to be a good leader, be the change you want to see in other people. It's got to start somewhere. Let it start with you. Do unto others. Lord, help me dwell on all the things you have done for me that I may have that same appreciation with others. For what do I have that you didn't give? And what do I know that you didn't tell me? That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.